Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
Reggie said you needed a package delivered.
Sometimes you'll be moving cash. Sometimes illicit substances. You do this alone. No hitchhikers. No friends along for the ride.
Yeah, man, I got it.
I was just in the bathroom and Elsa was naked and puking in the toilet while Lady Zen was holding her hair back.
Sanchez, there was an explosion. The building up the street is on fire.
Whoa, stop waving that gun around.
Let's go. I bet he's in the area watching.
Nah, that place is gonna be swarming with cops. You can't go up there with a gun.
This is our chance, man. We can finish this.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
We'll be serving dinner momentarily. Tonight we have a choice of chicken parmesan. Mediterranean rap.
I know you want to say something.
About what?
The tape. Elsa.
Oh, whatever. I mean, we both had a crush, but, you know, she chose you.
You're lucky she chose me.
Okay, so, like, would the version of you from a different universe travel to this dimension and go back in time and tell your past self, like, not to get in a relationship with Elsa?
You know what's crazy? You've been talking about this for so long, I actually know what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just play your tape. What are you looking at?
That's a lot of muscle for a little lady.
You don't think I can handle this car?
I guess we'll see when the light turns green.
Dumbass. I think I'm gonna race with a package in the back. Nice car. Just throw your bag in the back seat.
How'd you end up driving this?
Yeah, it's a rental.
My first road trip.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I've never been up north. Where in Canada are we going?
You'll see. It's a surprise.
Flies in the Jar.
Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
That's right. If you order today, we'll send you a second bottle for the price of one.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Jesus Sanchez calling from Allevium Herbal Remedies.
You one of them sales guys?
I'm calling to offer you a one-time deal for our top-selling remedy.
Kid, I've got a baked potato in the microwave just waiting to be smothered in sour cream and bacon bits.
If you could just give me a few
some herbal remedies.
Yes, of course. Sir, you won't regret your purchase. You're going to be glowing.
Hey, are these donuts for everybody?
What's up? You look like your guinea pig died.
Yeah, well, I never get more than 30 seconds before they hang up.
What's your pitch?
Say that again?
What's your opening? Pretend I'm the caller. Do your spiel.
I say, hello, this is Jesus Sanchez.
Hold up. You use your real name?
Yeah, why not?
Nah, man. Nobody wants to talk to a Mexican.
Yeah, but you're Mexican.
Sure, but that's not the point. You want to connect with these people. You have to paint a picture with your voice. You're John Wilson, all-American pharmacist. You got a little shop filled with all kinds of drugs and pills. You know what I'm saying? Try it. Try saying, I'm John Wilson.
Hi, I'm John Wilson.
Louder, with charisma. You've got one of those white lab coats on. Your hair is slicked back like a guy from the 50s. You're smiling through the phone.
I thought the pills were herbal.
Just say it.
Hi, I'm John Wilson with Allevium Herbal Remedies. Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction?
That's what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Now get on the phone and sell me some stiffy dick pills.
Hello, this is Sharita T.
That's not even the best part of the movie. I mean, the main character was this vampire.
I think I've heard enough.
No, it's like, at the time, I was, you know, trying to put in, like, these, like, social issues into the script.
Uh-huh.
And, like, for example, this vampire, he's 400 pounds, you know, because it's like, I wanted to shine, like, light on the obesity problem in America. But also, it's like this amazing plot point because, you know, since the guy's super fat, he's always hungry.
Would you like chicken or vegetarian?
America's problem with obesity.
Yeah.
Yeah, a fat vampire is a real social justice plot point.
Yeah, well, I think it is.
Would you like chicken or vegetarian?
Does the Mediterranean wrap have falafel in it?
It's sticky rice wrapped in grape leaves.
Oh, I see. Does it come with tzatziki sauce?
Sanchez, you're driving me crazy. This is airplane food.
I know. Well, I like tzatziki sauce, so that's why I'm asking, because I want to make sure it's authentic. But whatever. Call me crazy. Give me the wrap and a ginger ale, please.
I'll have the chicken and another gin and tonic.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Looks pretty good.
And for you.
As I was saying, right? The fat vampire, you know, he's like always hungry, dude. And he rarely gets his fill. I mean, on like a good night, maybe he sucks the blood of like two or three people. If they move slow enough. All he wants is to go to sleep in his coffin with a full belly.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't know what to do, right? He's too sluggish to be going around killing, you know, 10 people a night. And then one day he's watching TV and he sees like this humongous woman on a talk show.
He drinks the fat woman's blood and is finally satisfied.
No, it's so much better than that. He falls in love with her.
Why don't I put it on the next tape?
Tonight, tragedy strikes in a suburban neighborhood where a fire has taken the homes of six residents and destroyed a local blood bank. We're here with resident Nick Siegel. Mr. Siegel, can you describe what happened?
Yeah, I was sleeping on the couch. I just dozed off to northern exposure. I woke up because I heard an explosion. I went to check the hallway. That's when I saw the front door was on fire.
Mr. Siegel, did you see anything that might indicate what started the blaze?
One of the guys told me it started in the clinic.
You mean the blood bank? On the first floor?
The joint where all the junkies line up for juice and cookies.
We've got three people in here.
Here at Channel 9 News, our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of this disastrous event.
Hey, man. You live here, right?
Not anymore. Half the place is on fire.
You see anyone around the building?
Like I told the lady, I was sleeping.
I mean before the fire. Did you see anyone lurking around or get the feeling you were being watched?
What's with you reporters? I almost died in there and you just want a story?
I ain't no reporter. I live up the street. Someone lit my bed on fire last week.
That was your place?
Hurry, this one's still breathing.
What about the other two?
I got vitals over here.
That guy doesn't even have a face anymore.
If I was one of those three, I'd be praying I die in the ambulance.
You know him?
I'll tell you what I told them firefighters. When I was going down the fire escape, I saw inside the first floor. There was a lot of smoke, but I could see three bodies on the floor. They weren't on fire or nothing. It was like someone knocked them out and then left them there to burn.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham, Lady Zen,
Maya Jaillet,
David Dykes,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Maya Trujillo, Eric Parker, and Nathan Feuerberg. Original music by Lady Zen, Joshua Holloway, and Dan Capaldi. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway, produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg. Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.